HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is Mint Light Morning Shot, and I am Shohini Sen. Good morning. Here's a roundup of the news you can use before you start your day. The Canadian province of Ontario will return to a lockdown on Saturday, placing additional restrictions on stores and closing gyms and hair salons for 28 days in an effort to get COVID-19 under control, CBC News reported, citing multiple sources. Meanwhile, India recorded its highest daily rise in COVID-19 cases this year, with 72,330 new infections being reported in a span of 24 hours. President Joe Biden laid out what he called a bold plan to rebuild U.S. infrastructure, but now needs an equally ambitious effort to wrangle it through the Congress in the face of Republican opposition and criticism from within his Democratic Party. Biden, in a speech on Wednesday in Pittsburgh, invoked the great public investment of the past, the Transcontinental Railroad, the Interstate Highway System, and the Space Program, to sell his idea to spend $2.25 trillion over 8 years on a menu of projects, from bolstering the electrical grid to upgrading childcare facilities. But illustrating the challenges Biden's plan faces getting through Congress, it drew quick criticism from Republicans, who said they wanted no part of the corporate tax hikes he proposed to pay for it. Some progressive Democrats, meanwhile, said it would not spend nearly enough. Biden held out hope for bringing it at least some Republicans on board. Oil-producing countries grouped together under the OPEC Plus alliance led by Saudi Arabia and Russia are expected to agree an extension to their current output cuts at a meeting on Thursday. Their third ministerial meeting of 2021 will be held via video conference and is scheduled to start at 1200 GMT. The producer alliance is virtually guaranteed to extend current oil cuts into May, according to Stephen Brenock of PVM, reflecting a widespread view among analysts. Under its current agreement, the OPEC Plus group, made up of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries and its allies, is enforcing drastic cuts in production, meaning 7 million barrels that could be shipped to markets every day are being left in the ground. In addition, Saudi Arabia has volunteered to cut its own output by 1 million barrels per day to help avoid oversupplying a market suffering from a collapse in demand due to the coronavirus pandemic. The US is the biggest source of technology listings in the pipeline in Australia by number and size, Australia's market operator ASX Limited says. Markets in the UK, Israel, and Singapore and Malaysia also have good engagement, the company said. A year after the launch of the S&P ASX All Technology Index with 46 members, the gauge has now blossomed to 75, with an index market capitalization of 160 billion Australian dollars, which is equal to 120 billion US dollars. Over the past 12 months, the index has surged 79%. Of the 75 members, 58 are Australian, with the remainder international, including 5 from New Zealand and 5 from the US. The pipeline we have for foreign tech listing at the moment is half a dozen, maybe a few more from the US, Executive General Manager Max Cunningham had said. India's annual electricity usage fell for the first time in at least 35 years in the fiscal year to March, a Reuters analysis of government data showed, mainly due to strict coronavirus-induced lockdowns across the country. Power generation fell 0.2% during the year 2020-21, compared with the previous year, an analysis of daily load dispatch data from the federal grid operator POSOCO showed, mainly due to the imposition of lockdowns that resulted in a decline in electricity production for 6 straight months ending in August. Demand for electricity has picked up since then, and generation grew 23.3% in March from a year earlier, the data showed, making it the 7th consecutive monthly increase and the fastest since March 2010. Power generation in March grew much faster than the average increase in the last 6 months, mainly because India had imposed an intense nationwide lockdown in the last week of March 2020, resulting in a dramatic fall in power usage. The Scottish government is exploring raising funds on capital markets for the first time ahead of elections that could trigger a renewed standoff with the UK over independence. The developed administration in Edinburgh has had the ability to issue debt to be nicknamed gilts as a play on the UK's gilts since 2015 under British rules to spread power. So far, it has refrained from doing so, with internal documents seen by Bloomberg showing officials concluded selling bonds didn't make sense from a financial perspective. Yet, the idea is now being taken more seriously by the ruling Scottish National Party as it eyes the potential for another referendum on leaving the UK, if it can gain a pro-independence majority in May's parliamentary elections. The nation will work closely with investors on a range of options, including government-backed bonds, to finance its net zero emission target, according to a spokesperson. You're listening to Mint Like Morning Shot with Shohini Sen. You can reach out to me on Twitter at Shohini Sen or on Facebook and Instagram at HD Smartcast. And to listen to more such podcasts, do log on to hdsmartcast.com.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.